just like everybody else in his time in the mid-19th century, Darwin didn't know anything about the cell. The cell at that time was thought to be kind of a little glob of jelly, protoplasm, and people thought that maybe it would bubble up from even the sea bottom because it was so simple. So they had a pretty obscure view of the cell, and even molecules, we now know molecules are the basis of matter, but back then, molecules were still kind of theoretical entities. And so the science of Darwin's day, and especially the biology of Darwin's day, was very much more primitive than what we have now. Nobody did experiments on evolution for a long time after Darwin. Darwin's theory was based mostly on his observations, but there were no experiments. It was a theoretical construct. Absolutely no progress has been made in explaining how complex functional systems could arise by random processes, even though science has made wonderful strides in explaining how things work. We can't understand how life could have arisen by random processes. And so it makes you think that maybe we're barking up the wrong tree here.